hundreds headed out of harm's way. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Civilians trapped in a steel plant in Mariupol, Ukraine, making their way to safety after a ceasefire.
Dozens of civilians, mostly women and children, saw sunlight for the first time in days, evacuating on buses organized by the United Nations and Red Cross. They arrived safely in Zaporizhia, 140 miles away. Hundreds of civilians and soldiers remain inside the plant, the last remaining stronghold of Ukrainian forces in the city. The Pentagon is hopeful evacuations can continue. This as Ukrainian forces take the fight to Russia. As a senior U.S. defense official says, Russians have had minimal progress in the eastern Donbas region.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Kyiv. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is back in Washington after leading a delegation to Ukraine.
It was very inspiring, I have to say. It was informative and it was inspiring.
Pelosi vowed that the U.S. Congress has more to do to help Ukraine fight Russia. She is the highest ranking U.S. official to touch down in Kyiv since the start of the war. A judge in Oklahoma rules that a lawsuit seeking reparations for the 1921 Tulsa race massacre can continue.
County District Judge Caroline Wall said survivors who are now more than 100 years old and descendants of victims can sue for compensation. The massacre by a white mob more than a century ago led to deaths and the looting and destruction of what was then called Black Wall Street. Civil rights attorney Demario Solomon Simmons called it a last effort to give victims their day in court. The suit was filed in 2020 citing public nuisance laws, but Chamber of Commerce attorney John Tucker says while the act was horrible, no nuisance exists today.
Fox's Kernell Scott. A former University of Virginia lacrosse player has been ordered to pay $15 million in damages at a wrongful death filed by his family of his then-girlfriend. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
This condemnation from Israel over a comparison to Hitler made by Russia's foreign minister.
The Russian government has claimed its military invasion of Ukraine is to rid the country of Nazi leadership. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says he's no Nazi. He lost family in the Holocaust. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, says that doesn't matter.
He puts forward an argument. What kind of Nazification can we have if I'm a Jew? If I remember it right, I may be wrong, but Hitler also had Jewish origins, so it doesn't mean absolutely anything.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says that's a lie about Hitler. His foreign minister calls the statement unforgivable and a horrible historical error. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says it's moving to eliminate race-based medicine, resulting in health disparities. The pledge comes in a new policy statement. The policy's lead author says doctors are concerned black youngsters have been undertreated and overlooked by flawed practices. Other major doctors' groups, including the American Medical Association, have also pledged to re-examine their own policies. Some businesses are showing their appreciation for teachers this week with freebies and discounts.
National Teacher Appreciation Week is underway, and some companies are showing thanks by offering freebies and discounts, like from Dollar General, Office Max, Office Depot, Samsung, Crocs, Levi's, and more. They can get free teacher gift boxes from Laffy Taffy and Staples, which is also offering a percentage back in classroom and personal rewards. There's also hot or iced tea or coffee at Barnes & Noble cafes, and the entire school staff can enjoy the discount at Buffalo Wild Wings, and Sonic Drive-In is offering a free cheeseburger with purchase for all members of of their teacher circle. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Wall Street late rally leaves indexes modestly higher. The Dow added 84, the Nasdaq plus 201, the S&P gained 23 points. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.